Like I said, Telling Tales with Ms. G is here live, KTO 104.3 in Juneau, and we are having a wedding. I am not kidding. Say hi.
Hello. Hello.
Live people. I am not kidding. Yes. One of my dearest friend's daughters came to visit me, and she brought her man, and then she said, after she loved Juno so much, she had to get married. And so I said, okay, great. And then my partner, God love him, he said, let's have you do it live on the show with Ms. G. And so here we are. I have Woosh Canadier poets in the house.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
they are bringing us love poems.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have Commissioner Tom.
Stewart,
thank you. He is here to officiate. I told you, I'm not kidding. This is happening. So, while we listen to a little more music of their song, My Girl, I have something I have to give to the bride because you got to give the bride something for good luck. So, we'll be right back, 104.3 KTOO in Juneau FM. And if you can't hear us very well, you get static, you don't want to miss this, go to kto.org. Click listen live because it's gonna rock here at here in Telling Tales with Ms. G, KTOO, and Juno. And we're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and we are having a wedding. So I'm going to let Commissioner Tom Stewart take over. I'm going to hush up. Okay. Go for it.
Welcome, everyone. We are gathered here today to celebrate the love you, Gary Wayne Higgins, and you, Avis Lorraine Barker, have discovered in each other, and to support your decision to promise yourselves to one another for the rest of your lives. It has been said that one does not fall in love, but grows in love. And now we celebrate this love, which draws you forward into a lasting commitment to one another, creating a new family and an inseparable bond. The following is a reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Love is patient and never seeks its own advantage. Love does not take offense or store up grievances. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but finds its joy in the truth. Love is always ready to make allowance, to trust, to hope, to endure whatever comes. Love never comes to an end. Faith, hope, and love endure these three alone, but the greatest of these is love. Marriage is a relationship entered into thoughtfully and reverently, with gratitude for the past and hope for the future. It is an occasion which is both solemn as we reflect on the seriousness of your decision, and festive as we share in your joy. The covenant of marriage is one that can only be entered into by persons who are both spiritually and legally free to offer themselves to one another. Whereas the future is unknown to any of us, your love for one another will make possible the act of faith you now make to each other. And with that said, Gary, do you take Avis to be your lawful wedded wife, to live together in harmony, to love, honor, comfort her, keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaken all others, keep you only unto her so long as you both shall live?
I do.
And Avis, do you take Gary to be your lawfully wedded husband, to live together in harmony, to love, honor, comfort him, keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaken all others, keep you only unto him so long as you both shall live?
I do.
Very good. Let these rings, which you are about to exchange, serve as a reminder of your unending faith and constant commitment. They are tokens of a growing relationship you have come here today to confirm. As emblems of eternity, these wedding rings seal the vows of marriage as a signature bears witness to a written covenant. As a symbol of this covenant, Gary, I would like you to take the ring for Avis. Place it on her left ring finger. And while holding the ring there, I have a few words for you to say. Avis, this ring I give to you.
Avis, this ring I give to you.
In token of my faithfulness.
In token of my faithfulness.
And love.
And love.
And as a pledge.
And as a pledge.
To honor you.
To honor you.
With my whole being.
With my whole being.
And to share with you.
And to share with you.
My worldly goods.
My worldly goods.
Okay, very good. As a symbol of this covenant, Avis, I'd like you to take Gary's ring and place it on his left ring finger and repeat these words after me. Gary, this ring I give to you.
Gary, this ring I give to you.
In token of my faithfulness.
In token of my faithfulness.
And love.
And love.
And as a pledge.
And as a pledge.
To honor you.
To honor you.
With my whole being.
With my whole being.
And to share with you.
And to share with you.
My worldly goods.
My worldly goods.
Very good. Now you will both feel no rain, for each of you will be a shelter to the other. And now you will feel no cold, but there's only one life before you. Go now, enter into the rest of the days of your life together as a couple. I'd like to say a blessing. Lord God, let us give thanks for the moment that brings Gary and Avis together in marriage. We recognize with thanksgiving the journeys that have brought them to this time, and we celebrate with them the hopes that they hold for their life together. We ask your blessing upon them to sustain them through the difficult and uncertain times that comes to every relationship. We pray that they may continue to find in each other the resources that will nurture their marriage. May they continue to grow together, and may their love for one another deepen with the passing years. Amen.
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 Well, as you, Avis, and you, Gary, have pledged your vows, have consented to be wedded to each other, and have consummated this celebration with the giving and accepting of wedding rings, it is by the virtue of authority vested in me by the state of Alaska that I can now pronounce you husband and wife. Gary, you may kiss your wife.
Yay! Woo! Aww. Aww, thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
And this is Telling Tales with Ms. G here at 104.3 FM. They did it. And we'll be right back right after this little music interstitial.
Myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close, split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief. Oh,
just a whisper of smoke. You could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes of love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want. Use what we got before it's all gone.
How fun is that? That was a beautiful little song by Meghan Trainor and John Legend. The couple picked that out, in case you didn't hear. We had a wedding here at KTO. We were just hanging out today, and my friend said, you know, we'd love to get married in Juneau. I said, I got a radio station, radio show to do. They said, okay. And there they were. So that is what we have been doing here at KTOO. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I know we enjoyed doing that with them. That was very fun. So I still have wonderfully patient, awesome people here in the studio with me. Bill Merck and Audrey Kohler, who I'm sorry I did not introduce. We just wanted to make sure the wedding happened.
That was amazing.
You need to catch your breath, young lady.
It was awesome. Yeah, no, it was so good.
Catch your breath. This was fantastic.
I'm like in shell shock. It's amazing.
I know. I need a moment.
Yes, out of breath, but also just so excited for them.
So excited.
Yes. So.
How cute.
I know. They're 17 years together. Now they finally got married.
That is amazing.
That's amazing.
I will say I'm a little disappointed they're not going to be in town Friday because we were going to really do this up. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a blast.
I'm sorry, I was just saying goodbye to somebody. But yes, I know they're, you know, but they want to hear the love poems you guys came up with.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't, I'm so excited.
Yay!
I'm like, oh man, it's every poet's dream, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
exactly.
Amazing.
So yeah, let's hear from you guys. And they picked up another song that's actually by Floetry. So we'll see. It's Floetic. It's poetic.
Ooh. I like that.
Music. So, yeah.
That's perfect.
So I'm going to do that, too. But you guys, I would love if you guys would do the poetry.
Of course. Do you want to take sway, Bill? Or how are you feeling?
We can do this any way you want to do it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go.
You want to go?
I have it open. I have it ready.
You go, girl.
Yeah, here we go. So I actually, I had a poem that I started a little while ago, and poems have a funny way of doing this to me. Now and again, I'll start one, and I know it isn't finished, but I won't know how it's going to end, and now and again, it'll just happen. And so I walked in, and I saw the couple, and I was like, this is it. This is how I'm going to I'm going to finish this poem. So I sat down and I wrote this. So it's specifically for them after seeing them. And I hope they like it mostly. I hope they enjoy it. So here we go. Regarding the salt shakers sitting consistently upon this wooden table, the napkin, our glasses half empty, the ring of water marking where our hands became too heavy, where the conversation became more important. I would believe it has been here for 100 years. And haven't we? Are we not immovable pieces of stone? Is our love not what everyone hopes to compile in stories, in poems? We are already stronger than violet. As the trees root on the mountains, we too hold our hearts to the light. We too remain evergreen.
They're smiling. There I think that's a good poem.
Yay, right? Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. I hope
they,
you are.
Yay, they liked it. All right, that was beautiful. What's the name?
I guess I'll just dedicate it to them.
Okay. So we're dedicating this to Avis and Gary.
Absolutely.
Yeah, on their first day as a married couple.
Yay.
Great. We did a video. I did a video.
Oh, good.
Mostly a video.
Good.
Yeah, so I would love to post that and the video on my Facebook page.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll look for that. Yay.
Yay.
Bill,
congratulations.
Would you like to read something?
There's so much love in this room.
I know. A little more than usual when you guys come on here.
I mean, it's always lovely. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
Thank you.
So go for it.
I'm going to go back to 1987, and this is a poem I wrote for my wife before we got married. We were married on the Oregon coast in Bandon, Oregon, and it's called For My Future Wife. The music, loud, always ends. Ice never holds its shape. Coming from such distance, I watch valleys roll and fold, a river change direction. Even our home seems altered, fading, bits of paint flecked away. But listen, love, to the wind. It sways these aspens back and forth, branches striking out against the birch. Buried deep enough, all roots will hold. Your eyes, bluer than before, sing of water from the deepest well.
That's beautiful. I can see why she married you. That was awesome.
There it is.
No. Now, I have one more poem for them, and then we are going to do some music, and then you guys do have a PSA that we don't want to let slip past us. But Ray Freelander gave us a beautiful poem, and so I want to play that for my friends who just got married here at KTO. So here we go.
The title of this poem is Don't Want This Kind of Love to Disappear. I want to say that I love you how I love the glacier, respectfully and with deep appreciation. I love that the glacial blue color shows up best not on the sunny days, but when it's overcast, because you manage to continue showing up even when we're not on our best day, many days in a row. I want to say that I love you how I love the glacier, that there is no way to capture all of you in a picture or in a poem or in an experience, that you are something I can realistically enjoy daily, but when I stop to think about it, I cannot comprehend how damn lucky I am. How many people can see a glacier every day if they wanted to? How many people can come home and see your shoes by the door? I want to say that I love you how I love the glacier, the fresh cold air and ice, mouth cold from melting water to the tongue or from kissing lips after they've been outside working in the rain all day. I'll say it, but with conditions. I love you how I love the glacier. But how to love something that disappears a little more every year. 150 feet gone, rock exposed, secret ice caves crushed, receded vision. One day I might not be able to see this anymore. And with this kind of love, it means not just preparing for a climate that's changing, but a future for love that is changing. If the only thing certain is change, what happens when your change disappears? No glacier, no more love. It should always be understood that when someone loves you like they love a glacier, They love your small, snowy things because they accumulate into this big mass that can erode obstacles into erratics and define particles into new land, that this love can grow and move slowly if you give it time and lower temperatures. Strange, when someone is called cold, it means calling them distant or heartless or mean, but for a glacier or a person selective with their love, it means protective, it means resilience, and I don't want this kind of love to disappear. I love you how I love the glacier, with respect, a deep appreciation in this cold and slow way, this delicate and unknown way. Loving you means I take the risk that you could disappear on me someday, unable to be seen from the lake shore, shoes no longer at the door. But I'll try my best to keep it cool, reflect bright blue on the dark days, and live in the landscape you have already carved out of me while receding.
I love that poem. That's all about love. So we're going to play a little music, and we'll be right back with more Wishkin IDA here at our love station, 104.3 KTOO FM, here in Juneau.
I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby, baby? There is only one for me. You have made that apart.
So that was fun. That was Flowetry, and they were going, say yes. We're going to say that was all about love and leave it at that. They're a fun group. But what I don't know if you all know why I played My Girl, but that is actually their song. They picked that. It's OJ's. Can't go wrong with OJ's. So we're going to end this out with My Girl. But before we end, which can I take him for another reason besides a wedding? So why don't you tell us why you're really here?
For the wedding.
For the wedding, yeah.
I know,
obviously.
You're really, no. I know. When I told you guys there was going to be a wedding, they were so excited.
I have never been more excited.
I know. Like, you're like, what? We don't
like,
need
I'm always say. Excited, but I was like, oh, man.
We're going to
It's our first wedding.
It is, yeah, it really is. It's our
first
poetry
last.
Wedding.
Oh, I'm absolutely honored to be a part
yeah,
of this.
Absolutely.
Everybody will reach out now and say, yeah, could you write some poetry for my wedding?
The answer is
absolutely.
For me, is yeah. Honestly, okay. The answer is yes. So.
Good. Yep. Glad to hear it. You guys, yep. Your poems were beautiful for this.
Oh,
I told
so
you,
good.
You know, let's find a love poet. You were like, I'm a love poet, so I'm going to read.
It's redundant. Yeah. You know, to throw stuff at me.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, so why don't you tell us what's going on this Friday, because the whole community needs to be there for that.
Absolutely. So this Friday at Gonzo, we are going to have an open mic and poetry slam. It starts. Sign-ups start at 6:30 p.m. and the open mic portion will be at 7 p.m. The slam will begin at 7:30. It is pay-as-you-can, suggested donation $5, but no one will be turned away. It's going to be hosted by DJ Derego and Erica Berggren, both ever lovely as always, with music by Jacob Picard. It's going to be great. There's waffles and coffee and poems, and what else could you dream of?
Get there early and get your coffee drinks all set up before the poets take the stage.
So. Yes, because we don't want the steam milk making noise while we're trying to listen to the poetry.
Unless it's part of the poem.
Yeah, you know, see, you could.
We could probably write that.
What is it, immersive poetry?
Sound effects. Okay, so they're located out in Ock Bay. It's Gonzo AK, and it's 11806 Glacier Highway. If you go past the boat harbor, you've gone too far. And parking is limited, so carpool. And come early, get a good seat, because it's limited seating. There's comfortable seating.
It gets pretty crowded
in
there.
But it gets packed, yes.
So. That's great. Yeah, I love these events so much. Open mic is great if you've been toying with the idea of sharing, and, you know, it's such a great environment to share some of your work. You know, we have singers, we have comedians, we have yoga, we have whatever you want. Whatever you want to
play. Absolutely.
So, dancers. It's always great. Erica's still waiting for a dancer.
So if you're a dancer, this is your time. That's your sign right there.
So did you say 6:30 p.m.
sign up? 6:30 p.m.
sign up,
7 p.m. open mic, and the 7:30 p.m. is the slam. And I will also say, if you're someone who's been toying with the idea of a slam, not sure if you should do a slam, just it's so fun. Don't let anything stand in your way.
Yes.
Go for it.
And if you don't feel like you're prepared for this month, we are putting on a writer's workshop in August.
Ooh.
There'll be more details at the event on Friday.
Oh.
It'll be an overnight out at the Shrine, I believe.
Out at the Shrine, yep, absolutely.
Is it the log cabin at the top of the hill?
It's Jubilee.
Jubilee.
I think it's Jubilee Cabin.
Right. So that's down below by the labyrinth.
We'll
find you.
There's whales. There's whales or seals.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be workshops and a good opportunity to sit down and chat.
So if you just need a break and you don't really want to write anything, can you come?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
There will be an admission fee, and we'll ask people to kind of sign up for meals and that kind of
thing.
It's
like a staycation. That's cool.
Absolutely.
For
Couldn't
sure.
ask for a much better place than that.
Okay.
But come Friday and get more details.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Okay, so we're at 7:30. We actually were surprisingly on time until I decided to talk. but I think we did good. I want to thank you very much for coming. I want to thank my friends, Amos and Gary, for choosing to get married on the air.
Yes,
congratulations.
Yay.
So
that was so fun. So, okay, we're gonna go out with My Girl again, because that's their song. So that's how they came in. That's how they should go out. And I just want to thank the whole community for listening, if you are. And if you missed it, it'll be on the air, on the website, excuse me. It'll be on the website. It'll be on my Facebook page. We're going to let everybody know now that, you know, they've done it and everybody else knows. So until next time, this is Telling Tales with Ms. G and Woosh Kanadie. And we're all saying goodnight until next time.
Thank you so much.
Yay! Okay, music, please.
You want to sign that?
Yeah, sure.